Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to season four of the Nieces Nugs Podcast. That's right. It is time to kick off 2025 in the middle of February. It is hard to believe, but this season, we are starting season four of the podcast. What seemed like just a dream and what seemed like maybe just a little hobby, well, has turned into more of a hobby. But here we are, and this year my plan is to expand some of the scope of the podcast just a little bit. What started out as simply travel helps and hacks has turned into me diving and delving into some trips and some experiences. But this year I want to expand the podcast into some local market information, some helps, and help people try to figure out different areas of ways they can save money and enjoy life. Life lessons learned along the way. I want to figure out how to organize that a little bit. So if you're interested in helping me out, shoot me a message because I need to do that. So I also want to say that when I first started doing this podcast, the goal was to help students figure out how to find some deals and how to travel, and specifically, you know, people who are trying to travel maybe on a dime. And so over the course of several years, I have myself become the student many times, learning things along the way, and hopefully it's helped you out as well. Now, many people assume that I have to spend a ton of money to make these experiences happen, but the answer is I really don't. Do things cost money? Well, yeah, of course they do. But ultimately, my goal is to figure out how to have awesome experiences at a discount, because when you do things at a discount, you can do more awesome things. And it has become part of our rhythm as a family. We don't want to look back in years and decades down the road and wonder why we spent money on so many toys and objects or even some hobbies. We want our daughters to grow in their appreciation for this incredible world and desire to explore it. We've got some surprise trips planned for the girls, and you'll hear about those in the coming episodes. But this year, man, I hope is a great year for you to travel, to learn things, to implement things. And so we're going to get started. This season, hopefully you're entertained. But hopefully more than that, you'll find some nuggets that you and your family, you and your friends will be able to experience new things and do so more affordably. Hopefully this year we'll talk trips and golf and food and credit cards and points and so much more. But I want to kick off this year by kind of exploring a trip that I've been holding off talking about that we did last year. Now, this trip was mainly possible because of credit card points and a great strategy to acquire those. I will talk more about that in the coming episodes. But most people think about credit card points as simply your spend level on a credit card, accumulating points, and then that's what you use. But friends, there's actually a very beneficial way to actually increase the level of points you get. And we will talk about that on future episodes. But listen, some people I talk to, then they talk about credit card points. They also just think about using those directly with the company, whatever company card you have, or even converting to cash. And that's not the best value you get for credit card points. The best value you normally get is often in travel partners, and travel partners that the credit card that you have may even have to transfer directly into their points structure. So for example, one situation like this is with Chase Points and with Hyatt brand hotels. You can transfer points directly from your Chase account to your Hyatt account and then book rooms through Hyatt at their point structure. And this is what we did. So how did we get there? Well, friends, the trip planning began when we knew our daughters had Monday and Tuesday off on Columbus Day in October, which immediately gives us a long weekend to play with. With the way our dates worked, we initially were going to go Saturday to Tuesday. So I booked rooms first using Hyatt points. Now, Hyatt owns several all-inclusive brands in Cancun. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you say Cancun? That's right. We wanted to take our daughters to Cancun for a nice little October getaway. And we looked at all-inclusive brands in Cancun in the Hyatt family. And one of those in the Hyatt family is a resort that we've actually been to before. So we went with that. We looked at several options, but the one we decided to go with for a few reasons was called Dreams Playa Mujeres. It's a family all-inclusive property connected to an adults-only property called Secrets, where the adults can come over to the kids and the family section, but kids are not allowed over on the Secrets section. So if you're going as just a couple, adults only, then you would go and book at the Secrets property. If you have kids and you want to experience that property, then you have to book on the Dream side. But if your kids are in Kids Club or something like that, you have access to the other side as well. So when we were looking for points and rates, the only way we could book the room was for two adults and one kid, which normally would be an issue, except for the fact that we have four people, two adults and two kids. But I always knew that you could add a kid on the property once you get there for a small fee per night. And so this is kind of the strategy we took. I booked a room for two adults, one kid, reservation for three, and then just contacted the hotel because it was actually cheaper just to add a kid onto my reservation instead of adding it onto another room and increasing the point structure of the other room, which my brother-in-law and sister-in-law were in. Now, the great thing about booking with points is that you have flexibility to cancel or modify. This is true across a lot of companies, including airlines and other things, that if you book with points at a certain level, you can change and have flexibility for refunds. And it's an often overlooked benefit. For us, it was huge because when we started looking, we found it actually better to go a day early instead of getting there Saturday. We wanted to get there and check in on Friday. So for us, we were able to modify that. And so what you do is early, if you're looking early and planning early, you grab a room, and most of the time you can modify it later. We did that. So as we were looking for flights, it became clear that for all of us, it would be a lot easier and more financially wise for us to get there Friday and therefore check into the hotel Friday night and fly home Tuesday. So that required an extra night. But you know what? What we did was we just modified our hotel for Friday night through Monday. And even though we were going to fly home Tuesday, we did what's the David method. It's been featured on other Nieces Nugs podcasts. But you save some money on the hotel the last night or the first night by staying at a hotel near the airport for about $400 a night cheaper. The reason is because when you go to these all-inclusive properties, you're paying per night, not per day. And so ultimately, what we did was we stayed on property until after dinner. We'll talk about that in a later. And then we booked a hotel at far cheaper value right next to the airport. So got our situation, got our flights set up, got everything done as far as that go. But I used the Hyatt chat function, and they simply changed my nights without hesitation. And they put in the notes that I would have an extra kid in my guest room when the time came. Let's talk about flights for a second. We were going to fly Spirit, believe it or not, because Spirit had the best itinerary for the best price. And there was enough wiggle room that we weren't worried about missing or delays if something were to happen. The only problem, though, was I was going to be in Virginia that Thursday night hosting a CrossFit Live from Virginia Beach Athletics. My family were going to be in Myrtle Beach, and I would have to meet them on Friday at some point to get to Mexico. So what happened? I pieced together a flight. My wife, my daughters, her brother, and his wife flew from Myrtle Beach to Fort Lauderdale on Spirit on an early morning flight. For me, I was able to find a flight from Norfolk, Virginia, right outside Virginia Beach, on Spirit, same early morning time, and I flew from Norfolk to Spirit direct, to Fort Lauderdale on Spirit direct that morning, and landed maybe 30 minutes after them, and so it left us all with about a 2 to 2.5 hour layover in the Fort Lauderdale airport. The plan, and if it all went well, was to meet at the lounge that we had free access to because of another one of our credit cards, and we would hang out, grab breakfast in the lounge, and we made it happen. My brother-in-law had the same card, so he was able to take two guests in, so he took one of my daughters in, and as I got there, my wife and other daughter were waiting for me, so then I could take them into the lounge. You know me, I love airport lounges. Some loyal Nieces Nugs listeners love them as well, as they've experienced them lately. I'm going on a trip very soon, and I did some lounge research even before to figure out which lounges I would use. But listen, we take the flight to Cancun, no issues at all until we land, and then we had some runners. What are runners? Well, listen, friends, when the plane lands and the plane gets to the gate. Inevitably, people don't know how to get off a plane, and you have some runners. Now, just to be clear, it is okay to run if you absolutely are going to miss your connection and you have to figure out, I got to get up front as quickly as possible. But if the plane is on time, if you're not in a connection city, we're all going to the same place. In fact, when you go international, everyone has to go to the same immigration hall and customs hall. But here we are. We had some runners. Now, just to be clear, my family is split up. I'm sitting kind of in the exit row 13, if you will. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are up front, always traveling in the big front seats. And my wife and daughters are a few rows behind me. But you know what? We can reunite as soon as we get off the plane, or I can wait for them. But evidently, not everyone feels that way. This lady and her daughter come bolting forward as if they're the most important people on this plane. We land early, friends. There is no rush. Now, let's have this conversation again. Friends, when you board and when you get off, the order goes like this, front to back. And as you're exiting, front to back gets off. Row by row, there's no need to cut in line. And so, you know what, man? I just feel like it's my responsibility to help people learn this lesson as we go. Seasoned traveler. So I stand up and hold my ground. I'm pretty wide, right in the middle of the aisle. And this lady starts trying to push past me. And I turn and I say, no, ma'am, we're going to wait. We have a whole group in front of us. We're not getting off before them, and you're not getting off before us. And so ultimately, I go to reach for my suitcase, which is in the overhead bin, and she tries to shove her daughter around me as her daughter kind of is like, no, mom, no. And I turn and look at her, and I say, it's not going to happen. And so I stand my ground, the flight attendant, turn around, flight attendant says, thank you. I'm like, I've done my public service for the day. I mean, friends, it's only 13 rows. Let's relax a little bit. So we get off the airplane. And as we're walking off, I'm going slow because I'm waiting on my wife and daughters. She comes hustling past me and actually turns and cusses me out in front of her daughter multiple times as she passes me. And I wish her a lovely stay in a Mexican Riviera as we're going on vacation. Here she is, all upset about not getting off before the rows in front of her. But when you get off the plane in Cancun, you go to this immigration hall, and depending on the time of day, it can be very busy, it can be light. We got there pretty early, so it's pretty empty. And then when you come down into the immigration hall, on the very far left of this Cancun immigration hall, they have some electronic where you just scan your passport, it makes your facial recognition. You don't actually have to see an agent at all. And so I've done that in the past, but when you're traveling with minors, you're not allowed to go through that. So then we kind of get in line and we go through. It's not a very long line at all, and we get called up. And there are bathrooms there before you get to immigration. But friends, if you can hold it, it's worth it. Unless it's just a crazy long line, you might as well just go through immigration and then go to the restroom when you're waiting on your baggage in the baggage hall. But we get in line and we get clear before my friend who has rushed past me and cussed me out. Friends, the Lord is good. He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in goodness. And he showed his goodness as I waved to my friend. She was still in line waiting for immigration clearance. We walk into the baggage hall, and if you didn't check a bag, this is, friends, where you get to keep on going. You do not have to stop. You can continue on and go on your vacation. But if you check the bag, you need to be patient because Cancun baggage takes a while. Friends, there's two restrooms in the baggage hall, one to the right, which everyone goes to because it's the one that's closest to where you come in. And so then there's one all the way down the other side. If you have time, go for a little walk. Take your time, avoid the line, and go on down to that restroom. But ultimately, here's the deal when you're in that baggage hall. Don't look suspicious. Try to be like as normal as possible. Don't act as normal. Just be normal. Because once you get your bag, it's time to walk with a purpose. Keep your head down. Know where you're going. Because they haven't checked us in forever, but they check people who look suspicious or look like they have no idea where they're going because they might be playing the game of, I'm just an innocent little traveler. So keep your head down. Know where you're going and walk towards the exit. And as the doors open, friends, it's time to get focused because you're about to walk through the Shark Tank. Anyone who's ever been to the Cancun airport, anyone who's ever been international knows what I'm talking talking about. As soon as those doors open, you can hear the commotion building as you have to walk down this corridor with people trying to get your attention, people trying to sell you all kinds of different things, people trying to convince you that no one's there to pick you up, and you have to stay focused and keep your eyes down and just keep walking. Just keep walking. It's like the scene from Nemo. Just keep swimming and get outside. Friends, once you're outside, you're only halfway home, because then there's a whole other group of people, taxi drivers and other friends, who are trying to get your attention. And so you need to have a plan when you get to the Cancun airport, but it's really not bad. If you have a prearranged shuttle, you talk this out, you get a private one, and then you go to where they've instructed you to go. You know who you're looking for. People are trying to fool you, but if you know who you're looking for, and then I always make them show me them my name on their paper and make sure the location's correct. And once this happens, they pull your vehicle around and you are off to the resort. Now, depending on where you're going in Cancun, if you're going to the hotel zone, it's about a 10 to 15 minute drive. If you're going to Riviera Maya, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes from the hotel. And if you're going to the Playa Mujeres area, anywhere from 25 to 40 minutes. Just get comfortable, because soon you'll be in paradise. Now, let me just say this. If you feel uneasy about this part of the journey, turn your phone on. Most cell phone providers give you free international service in Cancun. I mean, in Mexico or in Canada, Cancun's included. And so pull up your maps and just make sure that they're going in the right direction. If it's worth $10, if your cell phone charges you $10 a day, it's worth it for the peace of mind just till you get on the resort. So then you arrive at the resort. You go through several security clearances just to get on property. Makes you feel super secure. And then ultimately, you're ready to enjoy paradise. The doors open. They greet you. They say, welcome home. They hand you a nice little refreshing towel. They get your luggage. And then they begin to kind of walk you through the process. Now, our check-in process at the Dreams was anything but glorious. We were Preferred Club, which takes you to a different area. And for whatever reason, on this day, the Preferred Club was super busy and super overcrowded, whereas the regular check-in was not. It took us extremely too long. But here's what I want to, I don't want to hammer this too long. I just want to say this. If something happens at your resort, which has happened before, if you listen to Nieces Nugs, things happen. If something is unacceptable, then just make note of it and contact the company. Hyatt was very responsive to me through some communication. Ultimately, they even gave me some points as a result of our check-in kind of fiasco. Now, that was just exacerbated because everyone was hungry and we were ready to get some food. But friends, this is an enjoyable vacation part. We get to go to the resort and different things. And ultimately, here's what you need to know about these resorts. Most of these resorts, your room is not guaranteed to be ready until 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, but that's okay. You can start enjoying the property as soon as you arrive. And so when you arrive, make sure you have a swimsuit ready to change into if you're not already in it, and make sure you're ready to enjoy the day. And so that's how we packed. I put all of our valuables in my backpack, handed over the rest of our luggage, and we were off. Now, with all-inclusives, you do not have to worry about your meals, about your drinks, about your activities, about the kids' club. Everything was amazing. Take care of you. And so even for this, friends, there's water slides at the resort. Our girls were up and down the water slides over and over. And then they had a kids' club, and our kids love going to the kids' club. And when they did, Amanda and I snuck off to the other resort. We would go over there for coffee, a little dessert and coffee. We'll go for a walk. We would also go over there we went over there for dinner one night as the kids wanted to hang out in kids' club. And so take advantage. Just do some research, and a great opportunity for you to feel like you're getting what you're paying for. Now, I've been working with several couples talking about honeymoon stuff. I love these for a honeymoon, even if you don't drink alcohol, because everything is taken care of. There's no stress. You know what price you're getting into. And so you leave your money in the safe, you leave your phone. It's just a time for you to unplug and get connected with your spouse or with your friends or with your family. It's amazing. So then Monday comes. It's time for us to check out. But friends, our flight was not until Tuesday. Don't worry. We have a plan. So we checked out of a room at noon. We got a noon checkout, and they said, sir, we have a hospitality suite I love hospitality suites, whether they're my personal one or a shared one. And so this is what this one was, more of like an elevated locker room. It had big lockers, showers, three showers for the men, three showers for the lady, different sides, complete dressing rooms and all of that. And it was right kind of central to property. So we went down there, stored all of our luggage that we would need in there. We got in our swimsuits and we enjoyed the rest of the day with our stuff locked away at the hospitality suite, enjoyed the full day. And then right before dinner, we went there, we showered, we packed up our luggage. We left our luggage in the lockers, locked it up again, had dinner on property. And then we were ready for our night transfer back to the airport. So we go back day, go back down, get our stuff out of the locker, and then go up and wait for our transfer. So we got a full day's experience at the hotel without paying for that night. And friends, this is a little known perk that people don't fully understand all the time. And so we took the shuttle that was part of our package. We went to the Fairfield Inn and Suites, which was like 5 minutes from the airport. The good thing about this too is if you do this during the night before, you don't have to worry about taking that shuttle early in the morning or even dealing with traffic. There was no traffic. We stayed at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. It maybe cost $100 or about 10,000 Marriott points. It comes with free breakfast. We had a nice room and there was a free shuttle to the airport. The only problem with that free shuttle at the Fairfield, if you stay there, is you cannot reserve it ahead of time. So you have to kind of get in line, but use some Marriott points, and it was a free night. How did we get Marriott points? We transferred it from a credit card partner. Friends, we paid for this entire trip, other than one kid added onto our room, the private transportation and the Spirit flights, all with credit card points. Unbelievable. Got to the airport, no problem. We actually checked a bag because Spirit now has a premium line for gold members and other things. And so we checked our bag with Spirit because we knew that we would have plenty of time to get it later on. And guess what we did? We went to the lounge, went to the Priority Pass lounge there. There's a couple of them, one outside security, one inside security. And guess who was in the lounge? My sweet friend who cussed me out on the arrival. I felt like asking, hey, how was your vacation? And isn't it great that you get to see me? And I said, there's no way that they will be on our flight home because we flew to Cancun from Fort Lauderdale, but we were flying home from Cancun through Orlando. So I was like, there's no way they'll be on our flight. And so inevitably, we leave the lounge, and guess who makes it on our flight to Orlando? Yep, that's right. The entire family does. And guess what? We get off. I don't know how we got off before them again. We make our way over to the Orlando lounge access, and we're sitting in there for about 15 minutes, and guess who walks in? My sweet friend from the very first time in Fort Lauderdale to Cancun, the runner. She shows up with her family again. I start laughing again. And then I say, there's no way they will be on our flight to Myrtle Beach. Friends, they live in Myrtle Beach. They were on our flight and it was spectacular. I think they learned their lesson though, because they didn't rush the front of the plane again. What a great trip. What an amazing way to use credit card points to save money for your family and your vacation. We will talk about that this season, some strategies for that and what that looks like and how do you kind of navigate that entire world. But here's what I want to say. Here's some takeaways from the trip. Number one, be creative in your travel. Just because you're not in the same place when the trip starts doesn't mean you're not going to get to the same place when it's time to go. And so we were creative in how we travel. We were creative in how we paid for the travel. We were creative in that we didn't take the same route there that we took home, different things like that. Number two is this, friends, be nice to people. You may not know who you see again. So be nice to people. Follow the rules and be nice to people. Number three, get your lounge access, people. Lounge access, especially in busy airports, creates less stressful situations and just gives you a chance to refresh and to relax. And then I'd say this, figure out the point system. Like I said, there's going to be some Nieces Nugs episodes coming down the chute talking about points and how you utilize this system. And then ultimately, here's what I want to say. Life is short. Unfortunately, at the end of this trip, when we landed back in Myrtle Beach, we got some devastating news that my mother-in-law actually that night, that day as we were landing, had passed away. And so while it was sweet that we were able to spend time together as a family, we were also faced with this reality of life without somebody we dearly love. Life is short. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Travel often and make the most out of life. Friends, that's it for this edition of the Nieces Hugs podcast. Come to you very soon with another episode of how you can save money.